Middle Woman by Orson Scott Card. Ah Chu was a woman of the great kingdom of Qin, a land of hills and valleys, a land of great wealth and dire poverty. But Ah Chu was a middle person, neither rich nor poor, neither old nor young, and her husband's farm was half in the valley and half on the hill. Ah Chu had a sister older than her and a sister younger than her, and one lived 30 leagues to the north and the other 30 leagues to the south. "I am a middle woman," Ah Chu boasted once, but her husband's mother rebuked her, saying, "Evil comes to the middle and good goes out to the edges." Every year, Ah Chu put a pack on her back and journeyed for a visit either to the sister to the north or to the sister to the south. It took her 3 days to make the journey, for she did not hurry. But one year, she did not make the journey, for she met a dragon on the road. The dragon was long and fine and terrible, and Ah Chu immediately knelt and touched her forehead to the road and said, "Oh, dragon, spare my life!" The dragon only chuckled deep in his throat and said, "Woman, what do they call you?" Not wishing to tell her true name to the dragon, she said, "I am called Middle Woman." "Well, Middle Woman, I will give you a choice. The first choice is to have me eat you here in the road. The second choice is to have me grant you 3 wishes.
Surprised, Ah Chu raised her head. "But of course I take the second choice. Why do you set me a problem with such an easy solution?"
"It is more amusing," said the dragon, "to watch humans destroy themselves than to overpower them quickly."
"But how can 3 wishes destroy me?"
"Make a wish and see."
Ah Chu thought of many things she might wish for, but was soon ashamed of her greed. "I wish," she finally said, having decided to ask for only what she truly needed, "for my husband's farm to always produce plenty for my family to eat."
"It shall be done," said the dragon,
and he vanished, only to reappear a moment later, smiling and licking his lips.
"I have done exactly what you asked. I have eaten all your family, and so your husband's farm, even if it produces nothing, will always produce plenty for them to eat."
Ah Chu wept and mourned and cursed herself for being a fool, for now she saw the dragon's plan. Any wish, however innocent, would be turned against her.
"Think all you like," said the dragon, "but it will do you no good. I have had lawyers draw up legal documents 8 feet long, but I have found the loopholes."
Then Ah Chu knew what she had to ask for. "I wish for all the world to be exactly as it was 1 minute before I left my home to come on this journey." The dragon looked at her in surprise.
"That's all? That's all you wish for?"
"Yes," said Ah Chu, "and you must do it now." And suddenly she found herself in her husband's house, putting on her pack and bidding goodbye to her family. Immediately she set the pack down. "I have changed my mind," she said. "I am not going." Everyone was shocked. Everyone was surprised. Her husband berated her for being a changeable woman. Her mother-in-law denounced her for having forgotten her duty to her sisters. Her children pouted because she had always brought them each a present from her journeys to the north and south. But Ah Chu was firm. She would not risk meeting the dragon again. And when the furor died down, Ah Chu was far more cheerful than she had ever been before. For she knew that she had 1 wish left. The 3rd wish. The unused wish. And if there were ever a time of great need, she could use it to save herself and her family. 1 year, there was a fire, and Ah Chu was outside the house with her youngest child trapped within. Almost she used her wish, but then thought, "Why use the wish when I can use my arms?" And she ducked low and ran into the house and saved the boy. though it singed off all her hair. And she still had her son, and she still had her wish. One year, there was a famine, and it looked like all the world would starve. Achiu almost used her wish, but then thought, why use the wish when I can use my feet? And she wandered up into the hills and came back with a basket of roots and leaves. And with such food, she kept her family alive until the emperor's men came with wagons full of rice. And she still had her family, and she still had her wish. And in another year, there was a great flood, and all the homes were swept away. And as Achiu and her son's baby sat upon the roof, watching the waters eat away the walls of the house, she almost used her wish to get a boat so she could escape. But then she thought, why use the wish when I can use my head? And she took up the boards from the roof and walls, and with her skirts she tied them into a raft large enough for the baby. And setting the child upon it, she swam away, pushing the raft until they reached high ground and safety. And when her son found her alive, he wept with joy and said, Mother Achiu, never has a son loved his mother more. And Achiu had her posterity, and yet still she had her wish. And then it was time for Achiu to die, and she lay sick and frail upon a bed of honor in her son's house. And the women and children and old men of the village came to keen for her and honor her as she lay dying. Never has there been a more fortunate woman than Achiu, they said. Never has there been a kinder, a more generous, a more God-favored woman. And she was content to leave the world because she had been so happy in it. And on her last night, as she lay alone in darkness, she heard a voice call her name. Middle woman, said the voice, and she opened her eyes, and there was the dragon.
What do you want with me? She asked. I'm not much of a morsel to eat now, I'm afraid.
But then she saw the dragon looked terrified, and she listened to what he had to say.
Middle woman, said the dragon, you have not used your third wish. I never needed it. Oh, cruel woman, what a vengeance you take. In the long run, I never did you any harm. How can you do this to me?
But what am I doing? She asked.
If you die with your third wish unused, then I too will die, he cried. Maybe that doesn't seem so bad to you. But dragons are usually immortal. And so you can believe me when I say my death would cut me off with most of my life unlived.
Oh, poor dragon, she said. But what have I to wish for?
Immortality, he said. No tricks. I'll let you live forever.
I don't want to live forever. It would make the neighbors envious.
Great wealth, then, for your family.
But they have all they need right now.
Any wish, he cried, any wish or I will die.
And so she smiled and reached out a frail old hand and touched his supplicating claw and said,
Then I wish a wish, dragon. I wish that all the rest of your life should be nothing but happiness. For you and everyone you meet.
The dragon looked at her in surprise, and then in relief, and then he smiled and wept for joy. He thanked her many times and left her home rejoicing. And that night, Achiu also left her home, more subtly than the dragon, and far less likely to return, but no less merrily for all that. Middle Woman by Orson Scott Card originally appeared in Dragons of Darkness in 1981. The audio was recorded at Willamette Radio Workshop, read by Mary Robinette Kowal. The audio engineer was Robert Allen Kowal. Copyright 1981 by Orson Scott Card.